The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 5, Scene 22. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter. Last week, two local theatre companies announced a merger. I Zoomed with the two people most involved to discuss what this means. And today I'm chatting with two founding artistic directors. First, Dr. Tanya Pettiford-Waits, who is the founding artistic director of the Conciliation Project, and DJ Gray, who is the founding artistic director of Theater Lab. Welcome, guys, to Curtain Call.
Hello.
Thank you.
So tell us, first of all, what is the Conciliation Project, and when did that start? A long time ago.
Yeah. The Conciliation Project actually started as a class project at Seattle Central Community College in Seattle, Washington, back in 2001. Is a social justice theater company. Our mission is to promote, through active and challenging dramatic work, open and honest dialogue about racism and systems of oppression in America. All the work is original. It's all collaboratively written and created. We did not start out to start a theater company. That is not what we started to do. It was merely a class project that grew. And then when I got called to come to Richmond, for a job at Virginia Commonwealth University in 2004, a bunch of the folks in the company all picked up stakes and moved to Richmond.
Cool. Okay. Now, DJ, you have a slightly shorter history for Theater Lab. Why don't you tell us what Theater Lab, how it came about?
Yeah. So back in 2011, I had just graduated from college. I went to Radford University. Go Highlanders. I was working at Firehouse Theater Project at the time. Carol Pearsall and I just kind of hit it off, and we started Theater Lab as kind of a glorified internship program at Firehouse, and it kind of took off from there.
So that brings us to actually the current day story, the fact that these two theater companies have merged to form a social justice theater company. Who wants to tell me how is it different?
The Conciliation Project has probably for the last 3 years at least had an ongoing relationship with Theater Lab already. And I also had a relationship with DJ. I mean, I feel like Theater Lab in Richmond, at least, was the closest theater company to doing the type of work that the Conciliation Project was into doing. And I had an opportunity to direct several really wonderful pieces for Theater Lab. I think that the difference is that we're going to make this a community process of merging, that we are very, very interested in hearing from our collective community, not only the community that supports Theater Lab or the community that supports the Conciliation Project, but we mean the RVA theater community, not only artists, but also the constituency, you know, the folks that, the theater supporters. Right. We're interested in their input into how they think our two companies could best serve the community that we live in, because that's part of both of our missions.
Right. Now, you mentioned that briefly, so I'll ask you, DJ, the community-driven merger process, what does that mean? How are you going to get the community involved?
You know, that's a great question, and we're figuring all of that out. The thing that's going to be, I think, very cool is that we're coming into this process with core beliefs and shared visions for the future. I think Dr. T and I both have very similar ideas about the power that theater and the performing arts have and how our industry has to change to meet this moment. You know, we're in this significant moment in American history. And so I think that we already have a very similar idea for what we're thinking. And now kind of the next crucial aspect of this is hearing from our community and saying, these are the different ways that you can be a part of us creating this very strong foundation moving forward. Between Dr. T's experiences and my experience, we've seen ways in which nonprofits have let their communities down or not supported them in the right ways or not in a very direct way. So we're asking a lot of questions and responding to that.
Speaking of that, you have announced that there will be on August 2nd at 4 p.m. a community online session. Is that, where's the best way for people to find out about that?
We'll be posting it all over our social media accounts. We do have a lot of ideas for programs and events and structures and things like that, but there's still a lot of space between those pieces of information that we're excited to include our communities in, and have them feel like, you know, this is going to be a fully transparent experience. We want people to know that we're not hiding anything. We want to make sure that we are building something that is going to work for all people.
Are the two theaters going to merge and change the name, or are they going to both be two separate entities?
We don't know. These are all questions, but is it going to take on kind of the character nature of script development or project development, you know, theater lab, kind of things in process, in creation, and then the conciliation project be then the entity that actually produces that thing? Is it going to be vice versa? We're still figuring that out. You know, at some level, the two names are going to be present. How that happens, we're not sure.
So who gets to be the artistic director?
Well, we're
go ahead, DJ. Go ahead.
We're a co-artistic director, which is very exciting because Dr. T has all of this experience of being the person for Conciliation Project, and I have all of this experience of being the person for Theater Lab. So it's going to be exciting to see the ways in which us coming together and sharing these things, how is that going to help with the momentum moving forward? How are we going to see that in the work that we're doing? The thing that I kind of keep going back to is a lot of institutions right now are talking about, well, we need to invite these people to the table. We need to see, you know, what kind of conversations that we can have. But that's white supremacy. That is saying we own this table and we're going to invite people to have a conversation. But what we're saying is we're going to burn all of the furniture and we're going to build furniture together that was built for us to all be here together.
Yes.
Good. I don't know if burning the furniture is the right phrase to use, considering what's been happening in town. So one final question here for the two of you. One of you was the director of Passing Strange, which got a whole lot of artsy nominations. The other of you is the artistic director of Urinetown, who also got a whole bunch of nominations, both in the same category. So what do you think? You're going to duke it out? You're going to still stay together even though one gets some and one gets the other? Or how's that going to work?
One thing I can say is we both respect each other's work intensely, and that is real. I'm trying to decolonize the whole thing so that there's not one person that, you know, I mean, I understand awards, they have their own way and system of working. And it's nice to be acknowledged by your peers, definitely. I mean, there, you know, there's no question about that. However, just to acknowledge one over the other does not in any way, in my estimation, minimize the other. All the people in that category are worthy of that award. And it's like, this time it's you, next time it'll be somebody else.
Right.
And also Dr. T and I are in the same category, actually, for her work on directing Fences and my work on directing Admissions. So who knows what'll happen. But,
there you go. So this is very exciting, and I'm sure we'll be hearing lots more about it. We'll have information, I'm sure, on artsies.org as well as on both of your websites. So I want to thank you both and wish you good luck with your new endeavor.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
That virtual town hall will be on Sunday, August 4th at 4 p.m. Visit the websites or Facebook pages for Theater Lab and the Conciliation Project to get involved. And speaking of virtual, this year's Artsies Awards, Lucky 13, will be presented on September 13th. The details are on the Artsies website. This is the final curtain call of Act 5. Hopefully, we'll continue with Act 6 for a new season in September. This is Jerry Williams. Thanks for listening and all your support during the last 5 years.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theatre Critics Circle website at artsies.org.